Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
7:30 today, I'm going to read you a headline from ESPN, and I just want you to react. Is it factual? Is it not? Is it propaganda? Who knows? We get into that. 7:30. Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Happy Monday to you. Grab a Dunkin', get moving the right way. Edgar Snyder and Associates tells us to text responsibly on that text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly, like I just said, 412-928-9370. We'll get into Jim Boeheim in just a moment. But Crowley, he wasn't the only guy with basketball dreams in our head. You went out and you decided you wanted to go play a little basketball on, when was it, Saturday or yesterday?
It was yesterday. Beautiful day.
48 degrees, 51 degrees or something,
right? Oh, yeah. And I just wanted to go shoot around by myself and breathe in the fresh air. My daughter was taking a nap.
Listen to this.
I was interrupted by a gang of street youths.
Okay, you went and you were just shooting free throws and shooting, you know, from the elbow and jumpers and different things by yourself, right?
Yes.
What park? Identify the park.
It was, I forget what the elementary school even is called there, next to my parents' house in Mount Lebanon. Hoover, I think that it is.
Hoover.
And it was nice, and I'm just shooting around, and then this group of like 10 kids between the ages of 12 and 14 show up. Some of them riding bikes. They had Nerf footballs and basketballs, and I'm hitting free throws or missing free throws, and kid starts chirping from the other side of the court going, look at LeBron James over there. Check out skinny LeBron.
How old were these kids?
Between 12 and 14.
What do you do? You just got to eat it, right?
I didn't say a word to him. I just kept playing, pretending like I didn't hear it. And then eventually, I just had to leave because I'm not going to hoop with them because what if they are way better than me? And I'm not going to talk junk on them because they're between 12 and 14, and I'm certainly not going to run them over with my car, though that's what I wanted to do. I figured just better to get out of there before my temper takes over.
Mount Lebanon kids?
Yes.
I hope one was Andy Toole's kid, who can really play, from what I hear.
They were all tall.
I hope it was.
They were all tall, and they could not have been high school kids. They looked so young. But they were giving me the business for a good, like, 12 minutes. I was like, I'm out.
Oh,
peace.
Gosh. Wait a minute. Did they want to play and they wanted you off their court maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
Did they have a ball with them?
They had two balls.
Well, yep. I mean, well, I'm talking about, did they then play as soon as you left?
They were playing on the other side.
Oh, okay.
But then they did go full court when I left, yeah.
They wanted you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to make your life tough so you could leave because they wanted to run full court.
They could have just asked me to play.
Yeah, why didn't you play? You should have been like, hey, you guys want to play?
I'm not playing with a bunch of kids.
Why?
Because they're probably better than me.
Yes.
Yeah. You could have got a nice run in, a nice sweat.
I didn't want that. I just wanted to not think about things for like 45 minutes while I'm missing jump shots. That's it. That's all I wanted.
That's such an old man move to just go, I'm going to go shoot some hoops.
Did you have a hooded sweatshirt on?
I might have been wearing this one, yeah.
The hood on. Did you have your socks up real high?
I was wearing sweatpants, but yes, the socks were up high
below. Did you have high tops on?
No, I wore all birds.
Did you have a knee brace?
Specs.
Rex specs, yeah.
And Ben Gay. Did you stink like Ben Gay? You went out there looking like Kurt Rambis and stinking like Ben Gay?
I did. I had the ball under my left arm. I walk out with my little water bottle. I'm just going to shoot some hoops.
In a boom box. Is a boom box with some Earth, Wind, and Fire on.
Did they chirp you all the way to the car?
No, when I started walking away, they were done. And it wasn't like they chirped me the whole time. It was just 12 straight minutes of every minute I was getting something. Larry Bird.
Did you laugh?
No, I pretended like I didn't hear him.
What if you would have turned and just thrown the ball at them like Garrett Cole, just thrown it as hard as you could like a baseball?
They'd have taken my ball.
Yeah, and you would have been done. Then they would have had three balls.
That's right.
What kind of ball do you have?
Basket.
Yeah. I mean, is it like a Wilson NBA one, Spalding? What?
I mean, we didn't have to get into like all the particulars.
Is it like an indoor outdoor? You don't show up with like a paneled like red, white, and blue like ABA one or.
It's just straight up orange because all the writing is off it. I had to go pick it up from my father-in-law's place and pump it up before I went.
Oh man!
Do you really think that if you would have played that they would have beat you? Like they would have embarrassed you? Like you don't think you could have hung?
I'd be a spot up shooter. Like I'm not taking it to the rack on a 12-year-old.
But hold on, you committed yourself.
Yeah.
You committed yourself to go get the ball.
Yes.
To pump it up. To drive to the court.
Mm-hmm.
All this. You take all this time and effort, and then you let some 12-year-olds chirp you off the court.
Yeah. No, then you got muscled by Andy Toole's kid.
I probably played for a combined 24 minutes. And that was that.
Well,
and I'm sore today, too.
That's a half.
I've never heard of somebody just like, I'm going to just go shoot.
Let's break this down seriously before we get to Jim Boeheim. What do you think your shooting percentage was? How many shots do you think you took?
Probably 50.
You only shot 50 times in 24 minutes?
I was taking it slow.
Obviously.
Were you running through cones or something?
I know. Were you doing, you know, push-ups between each shot? How many shots do you think you made?
Probably 30.
Not bad.
I only took like 6 or 7 threes. I was going mid-range jumper.
It's a lost art, they say. A lot of people, that mid-range jumper's a lost art.
Maybe they
were
giving you some credit. Maybe you were hitting shots and they're like, oh, look at this guy. He's
what if they were
good.
Serious? What if they're at school today being like, you should have seen this dude down the courts?
You know what Kale said when I was playing August?
Let's hear.
When no one was around and I was hitting shots and making layups and stuff, he goes, oh, you're pretty athletic. And then the game started. You put a hand in my face, it's all over.
Well, and Kale thinks he's freaking Luka Doncic. You know, come on. That's enough from him. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. I'm going to play in that thing this year because it doesn't fall in line. Normally it falls in line with when my son and I go to Michigan to that NASCAR race, but it's a week different this time. Yes, Dorn, are you playing?
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll get a team. We'll figure it
when
out.
When is it?
I don't know.
Usually August.
Yeah, it's hot. Whenever it's hot. All right, Jim Boeheim, he was hot. Here's a quote, Jim Boeheim. This is from Jim Boeheim. He was talking about NIL and how it changes college basketball. He was speaking his mind. Then he walked all this back. But here's his quote. This is an awful place we're in college basketball. Pittsburgh bought a team. Okay, fine. My big donor talks about it, but he doesn't give any money. Nothing. Not one guy. Our guys make like $20K. Wake Forest bought a team. Miami bought a team. It's like, really? This is where we are? That's really where we are? And it's only going to get worse. It's crazy. That's why those guys got out. That's why Jay Wright got out. Mike Krzyzewski got out. That's the reason they got out. The transfer portal and everything is nuts. It really is. End quote. That's Boeheim the other day. Then he walked it all back after the Wake Forest coach called him and said, mind your business. And he said, oh, okay, I didn't really mean to put you guys on the spot like that. Now, this is 78-year-old crotchety-ass old man who had to vacate wins before. What Jim Boeheim may have said isn't all wrong about NIL and how it could be ruining the sport, but when you were caught cheating back in the day and had to vacate wins, you can't be the guy that finger points that other places are cheating or gives the impression or implies that other places are cheating. You just can't be that guy.
Well, I mean, if Jay Wright got out and Mike Krzyzewski got out, then get your, you know what, out.
Yeah.
Like, get out then, too. Like, if you're complaining about this, this is the lay of the land of college basketball and college sports. It's going to happen. Now, these teams that you called out, obviously, they aren't the culprits here of doing that. But if you are upset about this, then get out. Retire. Be done. Quit complaining because your team isn't good.
And even if we're going to grant you the latitude to sit there and be a crotchety old man and complain about things, okay? Even if we're going to do that, which I'm not willing to do in Boeheim's case because I can't stand the guy. But if we do, then at least get it right. He immediately the next day walks back. Oh, I shouldn't have said that about Pitt or Wake Forest. No. Listen, if you're going to sit there and complain, at least get your complaints right. He's just the guy is – he's such a dinosaur at this point. He's complaining about something that – 15 years ago he was totally fine with because they did it when it was illegal. I have no time for this.
Well,
guy.
I'll tell you a big problem for me. And it's and look, I'll look Andrew right in the face and tell him this, Pony. He's not individually part of the problem, but Andrew is collectively part of this. Boeheim is a jerk, and so many successful sports journalists went to Syracuse, thus they refused to take him to task. It's embarrassing. There's so many big sports journalists who went to that school that have a gigantic voice, but when Boeheim says this and has said this in things like this for years and embarrasses that school, those people just keep it moving, they smile, and they bow and they kneel at his altar. They don't take him to task. In our field, sports journalism is full of heavy hitter big voices who went to school there, and they're all hands off with them. Nobody comes that went. Like Pete Thamel wrote this piece. He went to Syracuse. Why ain't Pete Thamel? Why didn't he stop the ride and go, you know what? This guy's a freaking lunatic. Why couldn't Pete do that? He gave Jim a second platform to say, well, let's walk this back. It's the way that Jim Boeheim is looked at as a saint by the people that cover him, not that live in Syracuse, but nationally, is just as big a problem.
Yeah, and this to me isn't as offensive as the last couple of weeks have been from Jim Boeheim, and nary a peep from most Syracuse alum about that. Here's the deal with Boeheim for me. Bob Huggins was a player in the first game that Jim Boeheim ever coached. That's how old this mother bleeper is. And if you can't hang to Doran's point, get out of the game. But if I'm the University of Pittsburgh and I'm being supposedly dragged under the rug by this guy, oh, they're paying their players. You know what I don't do? Deny it. Don't I want people to come to my institution? The Wake Forest coach goes, we're not paying anybody. No NIL money here. It's friggin' legal. I want people thinking that I'm paying.
That they're going to get paid, yeah.
Pitt sure as heck didn't pay this team. I mean, do you think they ponied up a bunch of money for Nelly Cummings to get him from Colgate?
No. But you know what? If I am paying players and I want people to know that and I want kids to come here, that's up to me to
right.
say it.
Right.
That's not up to Jim Boeheim, to say that. So this is why this is dangerous. This is why this is a serious situation, because you're calling my squad out. You're calling my school out for allegedly you thinking that we are doing something a certain way. That's not for you to say. That's not for you to call out. And if you want to call things out, let's go back to your track record and let's see what we can dig up on you.
Well, the only time he ever really won was when Carmelo Anthony was there, right. And those dudes got hit off and they had to vacate those wins. Right. I would like to see like a keeping it real press release from Heather Like, and I'm kind of serious here, that just says, we saw the, you know, quotes from Jim Boeheim, and just Heather Like, keep our name out your mouth.
Right.
Like, Heather Like, it'll be fantastic. Because you know that's what Capel thinks. You know that's what his brother thinks. You know that's what the assistants think. You know that's what people within the basketball program think. And they just, like, I commend Wake Forest for coming out and hammering the guy. Brandon Knight hammered the guy. And he didn't mention anything about Rutgers, but he did say, you know what, I played at Pitt, and he hammered him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's two ways to play it, and I can understand Pitt just letting it trickle down the road and be. I don't know if I would have done that. If he would have mentioned us by name, I may have come out and hammered him.
A capel tack could be, well, we've got bigger things that we're thinking about
exactly.
Now.
But why does the ACC let him do this too?
Right?
Why does Syracuse continue to let him run the university, essentially? That's the compounding problem here. He goes after student reporters in press conferences. He goes after any reporter that dare challenge him with a question that requires some sort of thought-provoking answer. The guy's just leave him by the side of the road.
I mean, this is all about power. Like, I mean, whenever you have the power, you can do whatever you want. You think you could do whatever you want. And the people that have a say-so or somewhat of a say-so that could step on it right now, they're scared of the power. They're scared to be, you know, blackballed for this situation.
It's incredible. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. An old friend had something to say. I don't know if it's the saddest thing or the funniest thing that you ever hear. That's coming up next. And then one headline caught my eye that you want to hear coming up at 7:30 today. QC Kinetics, there for you, right? Your body's aching, it's hurting. You say, I can't work out, I'm too sore. No.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.